Hello, 714 is Judy.
So hello everybody and welcome to our Gold Plus Elite call, the extra, the daytime one that we added in and that somehow or other mysteriously got canceled yesterday. And when I found out, I was like, why is this canceled? So fortunately, it hadn't been replaced on my calendar, so we were able to put it back in. So my apologies for whatever confusion that might have caused or discern, you know, because I know Jeannie and Diana had already put in their stuff. And I was seeing that last week. I'm like, okay, yeah, I have that call next week. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, it disappeared from my calendar. Where is it? You know? And I would never send an email that says, your call tomorrow is canceled. It would be more like, oh my God, my dog died and I had to go to the, you know, deal with that, or there was an emergency or whatever. I would say there's some reason and we'll reschedule it. We'll let you know as soon as we know. I mean, that would be the kind of message I would send. I would never.
That's what I thought.
Your call tomorrow is canceled. Right? Exactly. I would always say your call tomorrow is scheduled. We had an emergency. We'll let you know and it'll be coming back. So my apologies for that. We still haven't figured out how that happened. And when I looked at the page where like the 4 week page, it basically said something like the call tomorrow is canceled. And I'm like, that wasn't there on Friday. I looked at that page on Friday because we were, and I'm like, what the heck? And then I looked at the ERC. I didn't even know what time it was supposed to be. So when I looked at the ERC page, first I didn't see it, but I realized it was in the Elite Gold, you know, the other section. And I went, oh, there it is. It's tomorrow at 11:30. Okay, let's just put it back in. And but the call, I have to check in with Francis as to why it didn't go out, because it looked like it went out. The one that said, whoops, that was a mistake. That was supposed to have gone out. I think according to the campaign, it went out at 6 o'clock. Or she put it in right away. So it must've been sometime in the afternoon, but some of you are saying you never got that. So I don't even know. You did get it? You got it, Lynn?
I did.
Huh, interesting. I wonder where it landed. It landed somewhere. And some of you did get it and some of you haven't. So my apologies, my humblest apologies. I just don't like when stuff like that happens and I can't explain it. That frustrates.
Gremlins.
There are so many gremlins happening these days. Half of my keyboard no longer works. So I have a Word doc where I have ready for copy paste. So that's what I have to do now when I type. And yesterday my computer rebooted itself, updated it. And now I can't, I had to figure out alternative ways to get into Zoom.
Well, there's some, you know, is it still Mercury retrograde?
No. Well, the shadow, it's a little bit of the shadow, but still half the time my phone doesn't work.
Right. Well, I don't know what happened.
So I'm saying that just so people know it's not just you. There's something else going on.
Well, the gremlin knows Infusionsoft and WordPress. Whatever the monster demon is, knows Infusionsoft and WordPress, because it was able to put it in those two places. But anyway, my apologies to you guys, and I'm glad we're here. So I would like to, we had two of you who put in advance, and then we'll move on to whoever else has stuff going on. Diana, do you want to share, or should I just read what you wrote?
Read. Start by just reading what I wrote.
Okay.
So I'm going to kick it off, Jen.
The whole family gathered here last week for a whole week. We shed a lifetime worth of love and hugs and joy, and we're at peace with life, and it is as it is, and hope for the future. Nothing was left unsaid or undone. That's beautiful. Hugs and kisses and lots of love, sharing of memories and stories told. This was a total miracle, and God truly had his hand in bringing it all together. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me my heart's desire. Hallelujah. He reigns. My heart goes to you. My heart goes to you.
Sometimes God gives us our heart's desire and we didn't even pray for it.
And in weird ways.
I was so blessed. Things have been a whirlwind since the 1st of July. And things have been happening fast. But somehow God managed to bring together in less than 12 hours together my entire family from coast to coast.
That's awesome.
Including two that I thought I'd never see again because their fathers would have banned me from their lives.
Wow. I'm so glad for you to have had that time.
I was able to touch each and every one of them and bring my final thoughts and love to them. And I'm not giving up hope. But they've all been touched. They know Grandma loves them. There is no doubt in anybody's mind where Grandma's going to be. I will always be in their hearts. They prayed over me as a family, with the oldest grandchild leading the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
22 years old.
Beautiful.
And they tied knots in a prayer quilt that I was covered with, and then I prayed over them. And we all got to say everything that needed to be said. And God has been planted as a seed in each and every one of them. And we're still holding out for the miracle.
Yep. Because we all are here too. We're all praying for that.
Because he's not done with this. And he knows that I'm a mouthpiece for his work, his will, and his joy. And I'm not going to shut up. And it's kind of interesting because what I told them is, you know, the enemy is trying to silence me. You know, he's trying to take away my breath, my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but God's bigger than that. So I hold out hope. Right now it looks like it's, you know, probably hopeless physically. But my God is bigger than anything. So I hold out hope.
Miracles happen.
Miracles happen all the time.
Yeah.
I said, just, you know, I just want you all to know that if my work on earth is done and I'm going home, I will always be with you and always be in your hearts. As I want you all, and I had grandchildren from 7 years old all the way to 22.
Wow.
And I had to kind of touch each one in a way that they would understand that Grandma was going to be leaving a dead body, but it's not dead. It's like a house. The people, the soul, lives inside of this thing. And the outside sometimes gets destroyed by a tornado or a fire, and it gets burned to the ground, but the people are okay. They just moved to a new house. And I'm moving to a new house. I'm going to heaven with Jesus. But my soul will always be with you. And every time you think of me, when you miss me, this is what I want you to do. I want you to wrap your arms tightly around your shoulders. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to remember this hug that I'm going to give you, each one of you. Because I'm right there with you when you think of me. It's the most precious thing I think I've ever had in my life. And it was just a total gift. And now for the good news. Okay. Pulmonary doctor says I'm toast. I'm done. Nothing he can do. Just told him that's okay, because that's not what I was really here for. I just need some help. I'd like to get a liquid biopsy. I don't want anything puncturing this. He said that's good, because the radiologist refused to do the needle biopsy, and he refused to do the bronchoscopy because it's too dangerous, both of them.
Yeah.
I said, it's fine. So I'd like the blood biopsy. If you could possibly get me the absolute origination of the tumor. He says, well, we can get you a PET scan and show you where it's metastasized. I don't care where, when, I want the original. Because right now I'm doing about 100 different things in the natural remedy to make sure we got everything covered. But it's too much. I can't do it all.
Right.
If we can get the origination of the tumor type, we can narrow that down to the specifics that are targeted the best for that particular mass. And then I can cut down my 100 treatments to maybe 10 and have a good shot at it. But right. I'm not giving up. Okay?
Did he say he could do that?
Absolutely. He had to make some phone calls. They got a hold of the oncologist. He had a test that he runs that's basically targeted to the oncology profession. It tells them, it takes the genetics of the tumor out of the blood, and it compares it to the chemotherapies, like kind of like when you culture a bacteria to see which antibiotics
are
effective.
Right, right.
And that's exactly what they do with this, is they take the tumor cells that are in the blood, and they expose it to all these different chemotherapy agents, and then they give the oncologist a report on which ones are the best ones for that particular tumor. And that, although it won't give us directly the information, there is one test that's better than that. It'll actually genotype the tumor itself by the blood. No, no biopsy needed. It's actually out of the blood. He was not able to get that when he didn't have the kit for it. but we're going to make this one do. So they drew that blood while I was at in Idaho Falls. The trips are too much for me. I was in absolute pain and agony for days after the trips. Yeah. I've been away from my treatments for a full day to go down there. And so I'm not going to be able to keep going back. So they were able to get me in, get that biopsy, blood biopsy done. And then while I was there, I asked them, by the way, can you run me a hot CBC while you've got that needle in my arm? So that was the test that I have you look at. Okay. There's some miracles in there. An absolute miracle has happened. My red blood cells are normal. Mm. I have hemoglobin. I have hemocrit. I have normal red blood cell numbers. That would not be true if these treatments were not working.
Right.
My red blood cells would be climbing to the ceiling. I am maintaining my oxygen, but it's not through here. It's through that ozone treatment that I've been doing. That has literally been saving my life.
And you're doing the ozone through all orifices.
All kinds of places. Okay. You don't want to know.
No, I hear you. I know.
There's so much more. My daughter, being an occupational therapist, taught me a bunch of breathing techniques. I'm using those as I'm doing some of the ozone treatment with the cannula, where we're actually pumping some ozone through oil into my lungs. And I'm able to actually get with my little meter on, I can actually get my oxygen level up to 99.
Phew.
So we're doing some amazing things. The only real problem we ran into, my platelets dropped to the toilet. And we've got to do something about that. I started taking Fall. I took Fall at night. I got real dizzy. One of the medications that the doctor put me on, called Spiriva, had been increasing my pulse rate. But when he put me on a second breathing treatment, a nebulizer, it really messed with my blood pressure. So I've been having trouble maintaining a life-sustaining blood pressure above 100.
Does this medication have a side effect of lowering platelets?
I don't know. They don't have this. That's part of that blood issue that I've still got, that the hematologist never dealt with. So is that my
platelets, it never got that low. 37.
No, it has been that low before. It just hasn't been for an awful long time.
For a long time.
We had that very stable. But apparently those bronchial inhaler things that he was giving me were messing with my blood pressure. They both are not to be prescribed for people with heart issues. And I have several different cardiac things to be worried about. So we've dropped those, and I think we're going to be able to stabilize the blood pressure a little bit better. Yeah. But that's kind of the numbers that I wanted you to look at.
Okay. I'll look at that right now, but I do want to say it's really important for you to be careful about falling, number one, anything that's going to cause bruising.
Right, especially with my platelets so low.
With your platelets that low.
Right, I know. I got to get those platelets up as fast as I possibly can.
Uh-huh. So I'll talk to you about a few of those things. Let me look at the blood first. So let me go back to, here we go, Google Drive. All right. So you're a master tracker. And they just did the CBC, or did they do anything else?
Nope, just the CBC. That's the only one that I have a problem reading when it clumps.
Yeah. So anything else you could do at a local?
I can do local, right. And I was at the clinic yesterday. We got that all set up.
Did you get your vitamin D tested?
Yes, the last vitamin D test I had was, I think it was 3 weeks ago, and it was a 120.
Okay.
So I'm good on D. I've been taking an increased amount. I'm actually dropping.
What about folate?
Folate I have increased. I've got a liquid now. So I've converted all of my supplements now to liquid so that I can get them in. The esophagus is an issue right now. The mass pressing on it.
Okay, give me a second. We have so many in here. Okay, there we go. So 713. So you had a 619 and a 713.
Right. And a 7, there should be a, 713 was last Monday. That was the last.
My blood cell, still a little on the higher than ideal side, but nothing to indicate that there's an acute infection.
Yeah, but it's still lingering, so I'm going to go back on the Oregon grape again.
Yeah, I would say yes. because it was 8.9, went up to 9, 9.4, 9.7, dropped back to 8.8. So it's going in the right direction now.
But it's still not gone.
It's still not gone, right.
No, and apparently that whole sequence of events is what started this this wildfire. It's most likely small cell was the same thing that took Paula's brother, most likely. But because of the lymph situation, it may be a very aggressive lymphoma. That was the only thing that did show up on my thermo scan 2 years ago. The lymph congestion in the chest area, they couldn't pinpoint. So it may have been a lingering lymph, but that started the wildfire was when that bacterial infection joined the party back in, what was it, late February, early March. That's why it was so damn hard to get rid of, because it was just, I guess that was just the trigger that set the whole wildfire off, and everything just went wacko after that.
I'm looking at your iron. It was low last time.
Well, I've been working on that one. It's coming up.
Okay.
Got to watch the anemia too.
Right, because that's the MCV is dropping. 63 was in April. You had a 63 on your iron. So what are you doing to work on that?
I'm increasing the yellow dock.
The yellow dock. Okay.
Again,
increasing it since this test came back.
Yeah, I looked at the master tracker. That thing is just so valuable.
Yeah. Because it's down, it's just dropping. You know, it was 85. I mean, it's been consistently kind of low. And given potential of a folate and B12, you know, it's it could be masking that being lower. So I think increasing the yellow doc is a good idea. Because those are dropping. Mm-hmm.
I was down to like 2 dropperfuls, but I think I kind of spaced out on taking it for a while because I was incorporating so many new things with all the liquids.
Right.
I kind of thought about it and set it aside. And I saw that and I went, get back to the yellow doc. So I'm doing 3 dropperfuls to get to, because I have a supercharged thing.
Get it up there.
Yeah.
Okay. When you don't do the hot CBC, I know that, you know, the coagulation happens, but do you get reasonable readings on your MCV?
That's hard to say. I'm not really sure about that. Because I can go back and there was two of the health fair ones that I did years ago. They were actually running both tubes, the blue tube and the purple top tube. And so I could actually see the comparison, one that clumped and the one that didn't. And some of the numbers were quite affected and others weren't, but I can't remember which ones were.
Yeah, well, take a look at that, because that would make a difference. And if you can just do if you could do locally and get an iron check and a MCV locally, if we trust it. You know, the rest of this. So the platelets, because you've had it as low as 17 back in 2018. And some of these are affected by the way that it was drawn, though, I know. Because it went 17, 283, 198, 62, right? And then it went up again, and then down again, and up again, and then the zeros are...
Those were clumped.
They're clumped. Okay.
They couldn't read
it. Yeah, they couldn't read it at all. All right. Yeah. Okay. So we'll talk about platelets. I think iron is super important for that, which is why, you know, if you can get, you know, clearly you're not going to be able to get the platelets done again unless you can get a hot reading. But your neutrophils are still a little, I mean, it's not, you know, it definitely the Oregon grape for sure, because you want to keep down any infection, but 61, 62, 63, very minor changes since April. It was reasonable back in November of last year, but it's come up since then. We don't know what it was in that period where you were like really sick with the coughing and the viral thing.
No, I didn't get any blood drawn during April.
Right. Right, yeah. So you know what that was.
That was the whole purpose of seeing Danny in the first place in April, was to get my labs, because we weren't going to have the health fair in May. It got canceled because because of COVID, and that's when I normally do them is in May. And that would have been my 6 month anniversary, so from the last one. So I did ask them when they called about Dennis, and I said, by the way, you know, I probably ought to get some labs run. Maybe you could make me one of those telehealth with Danny. And so when we got to talking, I said, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to get a chest x-ray just to make sure my lungs are okay because of this respiratory thing I've been battling. And that's kind of
when it opened up.
That opened the door to all this lovely stuff.
So you know, I'm thinking, you know, the iron is very important. Are you still taking your B12?
Oh, yeah.
B12 and folate.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was all sublingual anyway, so.
Okay, keep doing that. And liposomal C, you're still making it and doing
it? Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm doing like 8 ounces a day. Oh, my gosh, that stuff tastes awful. But I'm making it myself, so it's much more affordable.
Yeah.
I've got a technique now for taking it that makes it palatable. I just do my 3 ounce. I do 3 ounces three times a day. I just take my 3 ounces as fast as I possibly can after mentally preparing. Okay, esophagus, here it comes. And then I have my electrolyte solution, which I've been using to bring my blood pressure up when it drops. And it's the Seeking Health with the berry flavor. Yeah. So it has a slight sweetness, and it's like, so I'll go down that liposomal, it's horrible. And then I just take it to
clean out your palate. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
I'm finding ways, but I'm getting it in.
I think the iron is huge, making sure you keep up the folate and the B12, even increasing them a little bit, possibly, just because it helps to bring up the thrombocytes, the platelets.
Yep.
So the iron, the B12, the folate. The D, I wouldn't do any more with 120. I don't think I wouldn't worry about it being 120, but I would test it again when you can do local, when you can get that done, just to see if it goes above that, then drop it back a little bit. If it drops down, then I would keep it. I'm not concerned about 120 being the short term, you know, it's not an issue. So I would keep that up. And that's basically the stuff that I would look at.
I had taken it up to about 40,000 a day, so I've dropped it back to 20 and figuring that's probably going to be pretty good, especially if I can get out in the sun every day for a little bit.
Right, and make sure you get it done. Like I would say, give it a couple of weeks if you can do a local blood draw. Do they have mobile units where they could come and draw? No.
No, we have a lab. It's at the clinic, but it all gets sent to Quest in Seattle.
Yeah.
So but it's over 12 hours.
Into how far, you know, so you don't have to be transferred.
I don't have to go. No, I can get it done within a mile.
Okay. Got it. Okay. That's what I would look at, and maybe give it 2 weeks and have everything retested. The D, the folate, MCV, if you feel like it looks like on looking across your stuff that the MCV is not affected by the clumping. So I would do the D, the folate, the MCV and iron, and even ferritin to see what the stores might be.
Okay.
You know, because that will affect how much and how effective your yellow dock is being.
Yeah. The numbers actually looked fairly decent on the one that he drew in April with the ferritin and the iron. Although the iron was low, the ferritin was not high. It was actually in a good range too. So
yeah, let me look back at that one. That was April.
Yep, that was April. Okay, in April.
Back at that one. April ferritin is down towards the bottom. There's April. Okay. Ferritin.
My thyroid numbers were perfect for the first time in my life on that April draw. I mean, everything else has been absolutely fixed. It's astonishing when you look at those numbers, you wouldn't think of it as a person is true.
Yeah. I think those are good. That's good indications that there's something you're doing is keeping you from
crashing.
Yeah. Immune.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all keeping me from crashing. I mean, this program has helped fix everything that was wrong with me, even the stuff I wasn't targeting at the time. It's all just kind of like falling into place. Yeah. So the only two numbers that have been testing with me have been the testosterone and the elastase. And the elastase has got me concerned because that's the pancreatin that devours the tumor cells. So, and that may have something to do with it also. I've actually changed my my pancreatic enzymes.
Yeah.
So that I'm targeting with the ones that are specific that have the extra chymotrypsin and trypsin, which Dr. Kelly and Dr. Gonzalez both insist is absolutely essential in the pancreatic enzymes.
And you're taking those regularly? How many a day are you taking of those?
I replaced them. They're actually like twice as strong as the ones that I was taking, which was the Transformation 375.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are actually each capsule has twice as much as the Transformation did. So, and then the DIPAN was the other one that I had. So I've replaced both of those with ones that actually have the chymotrypsin and trypsin.
And how many of those are you taking a day?
I'm just taking one because they're double strength, basically. So they're the equivalent of two.
Yeah, and that's good. But yeah, when I look at the Gonzalez protocol, he was having people take anywhere from, 10. He was having people take 10 a day.
Right. And I'm not sure how these compare to his formula. Because I don't think you can actually see his formula.
No.
But
anyway, I still think that maybe you have.
I could increase that.
Increase that, just make sure it doesn't cause any, major burning that is showing it's breaking down the epithelial, not the epithelium, the epithelial cells in your gut. So that's what I would watch for, but I would play with that and see if you can increase it. Because he had miraculous results. With too much shrinkage, and that's
right. That's what we're trying to accomplish right now.
Want to accomplish a tumor shrinkage, so I just keep increasing it and see how it goes. I mean, if you look up his protocol, I mean, it will say 5 to 10 of those between meals, right?
Right, and I do have his specific brand, and one of the big jars has got like 900 of the darn things in it. One of the problems is they're all tablets, and if I'm going to take 9 of those things, that's going to be a problem. Really hard.
So you have a mortar and a pestle. You're an herbalist. Right. Of course you do. You're going to crush them down and mix it into something that you can take it in.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a crushed avocado or some nut butter or something that will help it to go down, but crush it up. And as powdered as you can, and then I wouldn't take it with anything with too much protein. So I would probably take it with avocado because there's hardly any protein, whereas nut butter does have that. Or even if you can just take it in a little bit of liquid of some sort.
Absolutely.
How they taste if they're like god awful crazy. Just add it to the damn vitamin C. You've already got that one. It's already awful. Just, you could do that as well. I'm just thinking in terms of proteases and protein. You don't want to take it with anything with protein that's going to then, turn it into just digesting your protein.
Right.
Into the bloodstream so it can break down, anything that's floating around.
And I've also got, I've been using GC MAF. I found some out of Australia or New Zealand. That seems to be helping a lot. I'm using it on the lymph glands and down into this area.
Right.
And then I'm rubbing it directly over the tumor. And that was the one that blocks the nagalase that makes the tumor invisible to the system. I'm also using their tincture that sprays under the tongue.
Great.
Once a day. And those two jars were, the cream is $700 and the tincture was $500. And the cream, but it works. I mean, it's working. It's holding things at bay.
Yeah.
I can actually, and this is the weird part. They keep telling me that it's just my imagination, that my tumor is no longer sitting on my bronchial airway, but I can move air.
Yeah, if you can move air, then that's a clear sign because it's not getting worse. It's actually getting better in terms of your airway.
If it's in terms of that airway, yes. And it's really interesting because I can feel it move. So while I'm doing my treatments, that's the other thing is I lay my hand over that area of that mass. And I, of course, I'm praying. It's pretty cool. So I just keep praying and seeing it moving away.
Visualizing it being moving out of the way. Yeah.
Right. And that right upper lung did open up. The bottom one is starting to fill in now. But they're basically saying that, but it's not going to be much longer. My right lung wasn't going to be used moving any air at all. So, and it's actually started to move into the left one, but, and I can feel it moving over there and I can feel it over the center.
So, but it's just weird. It's like, well, those things aren't supposed to move, are they? Oh no, it's just your imagination.
Yeah. So I would say you have a very strong belief system.
I do.
And I want you to have the belief in the inherent power of your body and your God, and mm-hmm. not the belief in what Western medicine is saying. Right. I mean, to the point of, you know, if they had something good to say that was going to be helpful, great, right? But right now, I think that based on what they're telling you, don't buy into the, it's just going to keep getting worse and then go away, right? I know, like, Lodi, Thomas Lodi, right? He has had people walk in with fourth stage lung cancer that was supposed to die within 4 weeks and turned it around with... Mm-hmm. The parasympathetic emphasis on the parasympathetic nervous system, and then the juicing. I mean, much of that green juice, if you go to the blog, you'll see I posted his recipe. But between those two things, he has had those tumors shrink in cases where that person should have been long dead, and they wheeled him into the on a gurney into the clinic, and then 4 weeks later, he was walking in himself. Yes. So you've got to just keep that belief strong in this ability of this body to take care of it, right? But the juicing is super important if you
can. And the smoothie thing may have to transition to juicing. I'm already preparing for that right now. I am looking for a friend in town that was doing a lot of juicing. She's got one of those Norwalk juicers, the good kind. Yeah. And I am going to call her up and see if I can make a deal with her to make me a few weeks worth of juices and freeze them for me, and with my own produce, of course.
Right.
So, we will probably be transitioning to that when the need, if there is a need.
Well, even without a need, I mean, a need in terms of swallowing, I know that's what you mean, but I think it's a good idea to do in terms of boosting your immune system.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, the other thing he talked a lot about was things that support, you know, the liver, right? Because that's a super important piece of it. He was having people do the coffee enemas on a regular basis. And also other things. He said, well, people who can't do that, there's other things that can be done. And he talked a lot about broccoli seeds, like sprouts, obviously, right? And broccoli seed extract would be excellent. But even just taking the seeds and grinding them up, he was talking about a combination of broccoli seed extract or broccoli seeds, just grind them up and mix them with some milk thistle seeds and grind them up to a powder. Take it with some turmeric, which is also, you know, supporting that liver detox pathway. So that might be
I've got the liposomal curcumin. Yeah. I'm just putting on
So those are just some extras that you can add on to that in terms of, you know, just really supporting that system.
Right. Yeah, and right now I did try some of the light dose morphine because the pain was so incredibly bad when after coming back from these two trips.
Sure.
Fanny was nice enough to go ahead and prescribe it for me, and my daughter insisted she didn't want me in pain.
Yeah.
So I did go ahead and use that, but I really found it altered my consciousness in the way I didn't care for it. So I'm insisting that, kids, don't worry, I'm not going to overdo this protocol. I will enjoy my time. I won't let myself become in too much pain.
No.
But it does alter me in such a way that I don't really want to do that. I'm going to take care of doing the things I'm doing so that I can enjoy the time I have left, because now I have the time to spend with my husband. And, you know, if it's God's will, I'm going home. I'm going home, and nothing I'm going to do is stop that. But I want to make this quality time. You know, it's not about, you know, saving my life or losing it. It's about, you know, doing whatever God has planned for me. And if he's determined I'm going to get a miraculous healing, then all this stuff is going to work, and I'm going to have a miraculous healing, and then I get to stay longer. Hallelujah.
Yay.
But the reality is, you know, if you look at that x-ray, I did put those on my drive, my Google Drive. The reality is that's probably not going to happen. Probably a good chance. So I'm walking in reality, but I'm not letting go of my hope.
Yeah, and I would say keeping
all
in mind,
quality time with my husband.
Miracles happen. You, and yes, if you get in a lot of pain, you don't want to be in pain, because that will.
I have the tools.
Your immune system.
And so that yesterday when I went to see Dr. Danny, my PA, it was about setting up the hospice. Dennis needs help caring for me. I don't want him to be burdened with, you know, anything. I want the quality time with him. So they're going to come in, assess, you know, anything they can do to help make things easier here. And yeah. And then they will be on standby. So if the pain gets unbearable, they will be able to come in at a moment's notice and take care.
Yeah.
But I want to stay as 100% focused on Dennis, quality of my life, and Absolutely. You know, enjoying this. And if God's got this wonderful healing in place, and it's part of the plan, then guess what? I'll be here. So, and I will be shouting from the rooftops, and he knows that. So I'm not done yet.
Not
giving up.
No. And I will say, if it means anything, your voice sounds better. Your everything looks, you were very labored a few weeks back, you know, maybe back. You were very, everything was very labored. And you
so everything's look, working.
Yeah.
Everything's working. Yeah. Things are moving. The air is moving. The yeah. oxygen is getting into my vital organs. It's giving me extra energy. Yeah. Look at my red cells. My gosh, my red cells haven't been normal in 35 years. I've got two of them in the normal range. I can't believe that.
Right. Yeah, it's great. It's
and great. Of all of it, it's the hemoglobin, the one that carries the oxygen. Oh, my God.
That's right. Having the right and amount.
Something is working.
Yeah.
That's all great. I can say it's is hallelujah. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all here for you. We're all praying for you. We're all, you know, praying for miracles and knowing that they happen. Knowing that they happen.
Yeah. So, and the one that happened last week with my family was beyond my wildest dreams, expectations, or I hadn't even started praying for that yet. It just all just happened.
Yeah.
Just arranged, boom, boom, boom. There they all are. Yeah. Include my precious little Elizabeth, who I never thought I'd see again.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
The first thing she walked in the door, and she looked right at me, and she says, oh my gosh, Grandma, you look just like my mommy.
Aww.
That's why I hope so. She was my baby.
Yeah, I'm so that's such a blessing that you got that.
It was something I never thought would happen. I never thought I'd ever see it. Yeah. And so you gave me my heart's desire. So I like I said, that there's just miracles all over the place.
Yep.
I sure have appreciated everything that you guys have done in this program. I appreciate what you do teaching these coaches. You put together the most awesome team of awesome people. The resources that you give us, the support, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. And my fellow patriots here in the ERC group, you guys are such a wonderful support team. I've enjoyed all my small groups and I enjoy the big groups. That's why I'm here all the time.
Yep. And there, you know, love is part of healing, and that is such a big and important part of healing. And you are surrounded and you are held by love. That's what we're holding you with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate every one of you. I wish, you know, I wish we could just reach through the screen and do hug a vision.
No, hug a vision.
But you know what? So this is what it is. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I love you all.
Love you. Mwah. Kisses. We can do kisses.
And I'll see you again soon. Hopefully just as bright and bushy-tailed.
Yeah. Just keep it up. We have calls every week or two.
I know. I'll be here.
So
you know that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Last week, I know you were with your family. So thank you. All right. Jeannie. Want to go to Jeannie? Hi, Jeannie. And then anybody else who has questions, I know Jeannie and Diana had put theirs in. And then anybody else that has any questions, comments, stuff we want to go over, please let's do it. So let me go to Jeannie and for those of you who don't know, I'm going to share with you that Jeannie, I'm so excited because Jeannie is graduated to NEPT like Donna and like Barbara, who is not here today, but she is moving into NEPT so that she could take all this great stuff and help others in the world. So I'm super excited. Super, super excited.
That's fantastic, Jeannie. Congratulations. You're going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diana.
Wow. You want to be my coach?
Well, she's not quite at the coaching stage yet, but she needs a little training first, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. Okay. So Jeannie, you said you got some tests back and they're under the labs folder.
Yes.
And the two you said you got back were, let's see. Doctor's data stool test and Genova spotty acid. These are in the folder. Love to go the stool test first if we can. Okay. And I was going to say, I'll look at the blood spot first because it's real easy because it's quick.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't know if you could only do one of them. And
well, so. Yeah, but if I do stool first, it's likely I'll only do one of them. But if I do the blood spot, it'll also give me some indications and it's pretty. Okay. So it's a, let me see.
It should be
in here. Let me just move this out and order it by last modified. Okay. All right. So CDSA, I'll open that one up. And then where is the, I'm not seeing the bald spot in there. Practitioner report. July 1, cardio IQ, Dutch oat, blood spot fatty acid. No, that's March 20. That was back in March. Oh, it's actually the one from November. Let me organize it by the name because it may be that the name has the, okay, let me go the other direction. So I've got the blood spot. Nope, I don't have that.
Are you looking for blood spot?
Yeah, I'm looking for the most recent blood spot.
Okay, because I know it's there because I was looking at it with her on our last call as well.
Well, let me go. I'll open up the stool test, which is right there at the last modified. CDSA, I'll open that one up.
This is odd. No, I can't find it.
You can't find it either. Did it get?
I'm trying to think of the date. It was just like within the last week or so.
Yeah, but it's still, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I don't think that you've seen that one, Lynn.
Right. Well, let's check in with, you got it. So
I actually haven't gotten it. They told me I couldn't get it until 10 days after you had it.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So yeah, but usually they don't send it to you. They send it to us and then Angelica sends you an email and then uploads it.
Is that Great Plains?
It's Nova, I think.
Nova. Right. All right. Well, we'll go through the puns. We'll get you it. And we'll go through this one. I'll share my
maybe screen. You That's don't okay. have it. It's just on my account with them, it says that, you know, the person who ordered it has it and that I can see it on their site 10 days after that.
Okay. Well, we'll check with Angelica had to leave. So we'll check with her.
And see.
All right. So this is
I can still log in and see.
Okay. That would be great.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Okay. So your bifidobacter is still low. Your lacto is really low. The rest of them are high. These are some imbalance. You had one done. How long ago was it that you had one done?
I think it's almost a year ago.
All right. Let me see if I can find it in here. Blood spot. I see the blood spot from March. Stool analysis from August of last year.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to go flip-flopping back and forth. Between them. Ugh. Does all this thing to verify it's me every single time I click on a link. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So we'll compare. This was date wise. I think they put them at the bottom. 8/29. So a little like 11 months ago, really. Okay. And then this one is... was done on 6/25. So they're about 10 months apart. Okay. So this is your current. I wish they would put the dates at the freaking top. You know what I mean? I'm sorry for my language, but like put the date at the top so I don't have to keep scrolling down to know which one I'm in. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Look at,
I'll look at your age, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
63 versus 62. Okay. Got it. All right. So you're currently, your bifido and your lacto are low and you've got a few commensals, and the commensals usually will grow because they're right about, so you're actually lower, you're lower now on your lacto. Have you cut out the lacto? Are you taking the same probiotics?
Just the bifidobacter.
Okay, so you're not taking a lacto. All right, I would do a delactate-free lacto just to be safe so that we don't trigger any kind of growth in your small intestine.
Delactate free.
Are you doing the bifido from custom or from custom? Yeah, they have it there. So I would get both of those. I would increase your bifido. How much are you taking currently?
I take the large scoop in the evening.
Okay. Do a second large scoop because it's still really low. And it hasn't really budged from last year. Hasn't gone down, fortunately, but there's not a lot of down it can go. Now, the good news is there's four commensals here and there's only two here, but the ones that were here were higher concentration. And that often happens as you shift the bacteria that are in there that you see things coming up again, but it's mainly because these are low. The bifido and the lacto need to be put up.
Okay, so you want me to take both of those?
Yeah.
And increase the bifido.
Increase the bifido. Mm-hmm. For two scoops, double it.
Okay.
Yeah, the beta hemolytic hasn't gone away. This Hafni Ali I has, and then there's some other things here. So we're going to need to look at, aren't currently on any specific antimicrobials?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So there was no yeast isolated and now there is yeast isolated. So why are we going in the wrong direction?
So I actually had recommended to her for a short bit to stop the anything that was kind of antifungal and antimicrobial, because otherwise you can kill the bad, you know, the good and the bad. And garlic and things like that. But also, like you said, increasing the probiotics.
Yeah, but this bug is a very
opportune. Yeah, I know what it is.
Back.
I haven't seen this, so yeah, I know what exactly it is.
All right, so I would, so here's how you overcome that bit about, you know, the antimicrobials can kill off the good stuff too, is you take them at different times. So if you're taking your probiotics, you're taking them at times that are at least 3 hours apart from your antibiotic herbs, quote unquote. All right. But I think you do need them because the beta strep hasn't gone away at all. And then there are some others that are here as well. And yes, bringing these guys up is going to be awesome. But yeah, I think you also need a little bit of help here. Let's see if it shows. You see, it won't show that because it's just a normal. It's not really huge in terms of the yeast. There's no parasites. Let me just do all this. And rare yeast and no RBCs. Everything else looks good, except secretory IgA. So your secretory IgA is low. So increasing your secretory IgA. I know we've talked about vitamin A before.
I just started taking that. I've been taking just recently, though, probably not before this test.
Vitamin A is super important for that. Amla, super, super good for secretory IgA. Right.
Okay.
The reason, let me look here, that you're not getting rid of this stuff is because you're your immune system is not fighting it. And it's gone down. So were you taking vitamin A? Were you taking any Amla and then dropped it? No.
Mm-mm. Well, no, you were taking it and you did stop it.
Vitamin A, I didn't really order that until just recently. I was doing that powder that you had, Lynn, mm-hmm. but I didn't really order the Seeking Health vitamin A until I just received it recently.
Okay. Look in here.
How much vitamin A should I be taking?
It depends on whether you've got, let me look back here on your genes. Depends on whether you have BCM01 SNP. So let's look real quick on that, genetic detoxification.
And I did upload the blood spot fatty acid test.
Oh, good. So it is back. Let's look at that because that'll give us an idea of your immune system. And let's see, BCM01. I wish I could just remember everybody's stuff when I see it. You're not terrible on this. So you only have that one SNP. I would say, at least initially, I would go to 10 to 20,000 IUs per day for maybe a month and then drop it down. So maybe start with 20, drop it down to 10 for a month, and then drop it down for 5 to make for maintenance. But it's super important for the mucous membranes. The other one is Amla. Amla yeah. is an Ayurvedic herb. It's found in a combination in Triphala, but it can also be found by itself.
Okay.
So I would look at Amla.
I have that. I think I have that here in a powder. Like.
Yeah, that's usually how it comes.
Smoothie. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I have Amla.
We take whatever the dose is recommended and double it, at least for a while. Now go slowly with it because it can cause some diarrhea. So do your bowels tend to be a little tight.
On the other.
Yeah. So it could help dramatically to keep things moving out.
Okay.
Let me go here. Jeannie, I just want to look at my notes here. Yeah, because you've been tracking your bowel movement. Where's my... Somebody keeps moving my private coaching notes page. Did it get moved?
I think that's... I think it's in a separate folder.
Yeah, I always like it in the main folder. So
I haven't touched it. I'm just saying that's where I think I've seen it, like under call recordings or something. Might have to go up.
No, I'm at the top level.
No, you are?
Yeah. Jeannie Labs, Master Tracker Archive, Recipes. Oh, wait, maybe up higher. Call notes. Okay. I'm moving this into the main folder because it's just easier for me. Okay. All right. Now it's in the main folder. Okay, good. I just want to write down what I've told you because I will forget. And Angelica had to leave. She usually does this, but she had to leave early. Okay. And then you and I are going to talk soon. So I'm just going to make a messy notes.
Okay.
We're talking. I think we have something coming up in August, early August.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just do this. Insert one below. I'm just going to write down the date, 7/21/20, and we'll talk about DD cons. And then I'm going to say increase BIF. Like I said, I'm just going to put some small notes. LAC, vitamin A, 20. I'm just going to write my shorthand here would be 20K, 10K, 5K. AMLA. What antimicrobial herbs were you on before? And Lynn, if you want to answer that too.
Well, just even watching things like garlic.
Yeah, I think she needs it. Because things aren't going in the right direction. So you didn't have her on like...
I didn't have her doing anything like echinacea or powdarco or any of those things.
Yeah, but these are bacterial. It looks like, and looking at this list as to what would be helpful for also for bacterial stuff as well, berberine, caprylic acid, and grapefruit seed extract can also have an effect on just bacterial overgrowth as well. And, you know, a lot of people do the combination, the really strong like biocidin or something like that. I'm a little reticent to that, especially for you, because you tend to overreact. Your body gets, when you go too strong on a detox, I would just get three of these.
I actually, and I think we're scheduled to meet as well. I have one that's a little gentler that combines some of these.
Let me tell you why I'm concerned about combinations, right? I'm concerned about combinations because then you can't rotate and then you become resistant. Like here, oregano, you have resistance for that. Plant tannins, you have resistance to that. And I wouldn't want you to develop resistance to others. So what I would normally recommend, especially in somebody sensitive, is that you start with one, you do a week of that, and then you stop it, you do a week of another one, and then you do a week of another one. At least three, sometimes four in that rotation. And for you, you start with tiny dose, and then you build it up. Caprylic acid is probably the safest one in here, and it's actually, you could do it with MCT oil. You don't even have to get a separate supplement. You can just add a little MCT oil to your daily stuff. Yeah. Hmm. And okay. It's much more gentle than that, and it will help with your bowels as well to keep them moving. So okay. Berberine, I would say berberine, caprylic acid. Undecylenic acid is more specifically the yeast. So, and it's not going to have the both effects, whereas grapefruit seed extract is general antimicrobial, not specific to the other stuff that you have in here.
So the one that I was thinking of, it has jatoba bark, powdarco, licorice root, anise, and beta-glucanase. As well as some fulvic acid and Brevibacillus laterosporus.
And that can be helpful for the yeast, for sure.
Right.
For the yeast. But exactly. Again, I would still put it in rotation. I would put it in rotation. And then the other one, it's not going to really, that's not really going to affect the...
No. The bacteria. And that's what I was specifically looking at.
Yeah.
And what I recommend with people is to do 6 weeks on and 6 weeks off.
I mean, you could do that as well, reason. But you know, 6 weeks, those critters can get resistant in a lot shorter period of time than that, right? Not as much for the yeast, but right. For the bacteria is really where I'm looking at. The yeast, you know, you have a little bit more. The other thing that if you haven't done before is the biofilm disruptors. Mm-hmm. So something like a serrapeptidase.
Yep.
And after we're done, I'll just kind of edit this. I'm just going to write my notes here. Rotation.
Do you want to do just a strict AMLA or a triphala would be okay?
I think either, I think either would be fine. Yeah, I think either would be fine. Because the triphala is just very nourishing to the whole digestive tract, right? And it helps to keep things moving, right? And keeping things moving is super important. Okay. I'm almost wondering if initially, because berberine has a strong antibacterial, that you do maybe maybe keep the berberine going for 2 weeks initially to just get that started. But always take these things separate from your probiotics, separate from your yogurt, your sauerkraut, you know, other things. And yeah, garlic and all those really good food wise, you can, you know, use a lot of that stuff. But again, keep it separate, separate time of day from the others. Yeah. And that, you know, once you get this guy up, right? Once you get your secretory IgA up, your body's going to be able to handle this better. But right now, your body's trying to handle this, but it doesn't have the secretory IgA to make the immunoglobulins, the IgA immunoglobulins, to help to protect that membrane. Rest of this is looking good. I mean, your enzymes are good. There's no white blood cells, mucus. There's no inflammatory markers, the short-chain fatty acids. So overall, the function of your digestive tract is looking good. There's just these little critters that we need to crowd out. And crowding them out, I would double the bifido, lactobacillus, just gradually increase it. You know, don't go too fast with this, but gradually increase it so that you're crowding out and get the D-lactate free to prevent bloating.
So does the bacteria, does that affect the white cells, or is that just something that's separate and I can't really fight the bacteria because the white cells are so low?
Well, the white cells are low. The secretory IgA is low. So it's supporting, and vitamin A is super important for all of that, bringing that up.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's all part of that picture.
Okay. I was just looking at your biome test and they actually have garlic as a superfood. So that's a good thing.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Hopefully that helps. Let me see real quick. And then I want to move on because I want to give everybody an opportunity, but, did you load it up here or is it in the, where did you,
it's there. It's in your labs.
In her labs. Okay. Labs. Okay, good. Oh, I have to go up. Okay. Labs. Great. We'll look at that real quick because there may be just some fatty things.
And it's down where it says 07142020 blood spot fatty acid. There you go.
Okay, let's see. Does it say when this was received, collected, reported? July 14th.
It was
3 days ago, or a week ago actually. All right. Yeah, your EPA AA, so there's a lot of inflammation, tendency to inflammation here. So your AA is a little high. So when I think of dietary sources of AA, I'm thinking meat, peanuts. I know you don't do dairy or eggs, but meat and peanuts would be the ones that would go. I don't think you do peanuts either.
I don't. No.
You didn't go on a family vacation and eat all the roasted peanuts.
No. I think Paula and I had talked about this. I've tried to add a little bit of meat in because I thought that was going to be helpful for my white count. Because my white count, you know, like the thing that I'm reading is like, you know, you have to get some protein and, so I have added a little bit. I still don't eat meat. I don't really even like meat, but.
Yeah. I would look at do a chronometer, get your numbers so you know what you're targeting for. Do it for 3 or 4 days and really look at where are you getting your different nutrients from and how can you improve upon the ones that are low. But I think your are you still taking EPA DHA or do you drop back on that? Because I know we started that when you had that advanced lipid panel.
Yeah, I take that.
How much?
Usually 2 and sometimes 3 dropperfuls.
Okay. Are you taking the plant-based one or the fish oil?
I think it says vegan on it.
Okay. So that would be the plant-based. I would up it. If you're doing 2 dropperfuls, I'd go to 3. It's kind of interesting that the DHA is lower than the EPA because the in those formulations, usually the DHA is a third more than the EPA.
So, yeah, this is omega-3 DHA EPA from algae.
Yep. Okay. And how much does it say is in each dropperful?
I can't tell. It says serving size 14 drops.
Okay. I know, because we just went through your supplement tracker on the health tracker.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I was looking at go ahead, Lynn.
We have down here that you're taking 2 to 3 droppers full per day.
Yes.
Right, but how much is in each dropper full?
It looks like 100 milligrams.
In a dropper?
Oh, I'm sorry.
100 milligrams of what? So DHA versus EPA. What's the brand?
Diva.
Diva, okay.
Yeah, I never really looked at it. I think you told me, Dr. Rita Marie, that I thought you said you take this and you take 2 or 3 dropper fulls, and that's just what I've been taking. I didn't really look at the how much.
And how much is in each one. Yeah, that's usually, and I don't remember what's in it, but I don't have.
It says that in 7 drops, you get.
7 drops?
7 drops, you get 200 milligrams, but then
200 I don't milligrams of that. Which? Of which? DPA, EPA?
It says DHA, EPA. It has them both together.
Doesn't break it down? Right, I know mine does. Here it is. All right, let's look. Oh, where's the picture? I'd like to see the picture.
Okay,
here we go. So it says 7 drops is 60 to 70 of DHA. So I would say
seven drops is for a child. 14 drops is for an adult.
I know, but I'm just using the... All right, so yeah, so we got 14 drops. Either way, it's just a matter of doing the math. So 14 drops.
So it's 60 to 70 milligrams of DHA, or excuse me, 120 to 140.
120 to 140 and 60 to 80. But the point is that each dropper is about 20, right? Would you say is about 20? And count it for yourself, right? Count it. But I think I estimate around 20. So let's just say 21. That's why 7's easier for me to calculate. So it's each dropper would be 3 times this dose. So 3 times, let's just say 40 equals 120 times 3 equals, it's 360. So it's not much, actually. So there's a couple of things that you can consider. You can consider at least short term to bring this up. To switch to a fish oil instead, or you just need to have more of it. I will generally do when I'm feeling like I need the extra support, I'll do 2 or 3 droppers 2 or 3 times a day, right?
Okay.
So it does get more expensive to do it with the algae oil than it does with the fish oil. So if we just say 9 times, what did we say, 40? Oops. 9 times 40 times 3. That would give you about 1 gram a day. If you were to do 3 droppers 3 times a day, which is more in the range of what we would want to have at least temporarily to move this up, but also in terms of your advanced lipid panel.
Okay.
Right. And generally, if you were to switch to the fish oil, you know, make sure it's a really clean brand like Nordic or something like that, then you could probably get that in much smaller quantity. So you wouldn't have to be taking 9 dropper fulls every day.
Okay.
But approximately 9 dropper fulls, I think, would be a good dose to bring this ratio in order.
So again, would you suggest that I take it, you know, slow and, you know, build up?
Well, you're already doing 3 droppers. Do you do them all at the same time, or you just spread them out?
I do them all at the same time.
You do them all at the same time. So now, you know, then you go ahead and do a second time, and then you add a third time.
Okay. Yeah.
If you were just doing little bits at a time, I'd say, yeah, spread it out. But because you're already doing that much, I would just, you know, double it, do that for a few days, just give your body a chance, and then add a third one and just see how that goes.
I can do that.
Yes. All right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So who has stuff that they want to go over? I saw that Donna came on and now, oh, there she is. Okay, Sandra, go for it. Whoops, you got to unmute yourself. Whoops. You are unmuted, but we're not hearing you. Darn. When that happens, that's what happened to Jeannie earlier. Jeannie. Sandra says, the liposomal tastes good to you. I'm losing green acerola chili and sunflower lecithin than powder. Oh, not yours? Okay.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah. Okay. Yay.
All right. So I looked at the tooth that I have infected. It's number 19, which is large intestine and lungs.
Large intestine and lungs. That's what we were suspicious of, wasn't it?
And actually, I said that I had all my wisdom teeth, but actually, they never came out.
Oh.
So it's right. Interesting in Chinese medicine that large intestine and lungs are paired, and that it has to do with grief.
Hmm. Now, let's make sure, though, that that's really the tooth it is. So if you don't have wisdom teeth.
No, I looked at this paper, and it says teeth number 19.
Okay, so it's counting that you don't have 32, but you have 28 teeth, right? Or is that the right number? Okay, got it. So correctly, yeah, okay. So long, large intestine, which is what we were suspicious about.
Yeah. So I ordered those beads to put on my ear. So I was looking at the chart. So how easy is to hit the right spot? Will I need somebody else to put them for me?
It's close, but it is pretty specific because it's such a small patient, right? So you might want to have somebody put a thing there, like, or you can, you know, you're looking in the mirror, see, you count it out, and then put a dot there. You know, put a dot there and then make sure that you're putting it in the right place. Because then when you reach around and you're like, where is that? Like, then somebody could look at you and say, oh, yeah, you've got it on the right place, Sandra. Have your husband do that or something.
So you said to leave them for an hour or so?
Well, when I do the hand, when I do the Chinese hand acupuncture, which that chart is in. Do you know where that is in the?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay. Yeah, you found that one. Yeah, when you put it on there, usually we leave it for an hour at a time. For the ear, especially since it's so hard to put on, I just put it on there and leave it there, you know, till it falls off.
Oh, okay. All right. So would you hit the lungs and the intestine at the same time? Do you use?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I would. Right. And then if you want to look at, you know, other points that you can just like throughout your day, you want to stimulate, you've got this point in the thumb area. Right here, that's your, and these are more forgiving because it's the bigger area, so you can just be close and you'll find probably a tender spot. That's the large intestine.
You were saying to use the embossing tool.
And the embossing tool will help you find it, and that's when you're looking on your finger. Whoops, and you can.
So you find it and then you put the bead there?
Well, on the finger, yeah. So you find it, and there's a picture in there that shows you exactly where they should be, and you should be able to see where that particular point is. So there's a couple of ways that you can use the Korean hand acupuncture. One is, if you've got an area on your body that's tender, you can find that corresponding spot on your hand that relates to that part of your body. So say it's the sacrum area. You might be down here, right? If it's on the face, if it's on the tooth itself, you're going to be on the finger. So these are just multiple ways to get the energetics stimulated, you know, to move the energy along. So this particular one would be for pain, but you didn't say you had pain, right? No, it was just discovered on that. But when you look at the acupuncture, when you look at the mapping of the body onto the hand, for Korean hand acupuncture, you're usually looking at that for pain. When you look at the mapping on the hand of the meridians, you're looking at it to either, you know, bring up or down the energy on that meridian, right? And it's a little bit different. It's not so much related to the pain point. Although, you know, chances are good when you find the right lung points, you know, like looking along the lung meridian, looking along the large intestine meridian, when you find the points that are tender, it's more likely to be that you're in the right place. Does that make sense?
So you press them for a few minutes?
Well, if you're doing it with that hand acupuncture, that's where you put it on for an hour.
Okay.
And you just leave it on an hour a day and then you take them off.
Okay.
Okay. Usually with those beads, they come with it's a little adhesive. They're a little like almost like a flesh colored Band-Aid, but they don't stay on very well. So I usually buy like a roll of surgical tape, and you can get it in flesh color, and then you just tape it on to make it stay. And then when you take them off, you can reuse it, right? You can reuse the pellets, just put them back on the card with a little bit of adhesive.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I used the dental syringe to use the liposomal C on the pockets.
So. Good idea. Yeah, good idea. That dental syringe will help you get below the gum line. So
it was your idea.
I know, but I said I did it with a needle.
Oh, you did a needle.
You extrapolated. Oh. I did it with a needle.
No.
I did it with the needle and I just stuck the needle in. I know. That's why I said don't. Yeah.
No, but it's a cool syringe because it's curved.
It's curved and it goes right in. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Yeah. It just won't get into the bone area. Like whereas mine, you know,
Sure. If you really.
You have to have a lot of courage to do that.
I wouldn't do that.
And fear of the dentist enough that you don't want to go there and you don't want to spend the kind of money they want to fix it. And it fortunately did help. So
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
And all the other tips that everybody gave me the other day were fantastic.
So good.
Right. A little bit every day.
Yes. Every day we learn more and we learn more and the more support and the more we support the body's ability to heal, the better we are. That's what we're really after, is supporting this innate body ability and removing the obstacles out of the way. Cool. Thank you. Who else has stuff they want to share or ask? Donna, go for it.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So it's been a whirlwind here. I even fell down the stairs and...
You fell down the stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did you hurt?
Just like the whole back side of me.
You went plop, plop, plop. Oh.
Yeah. And it was weird because... Anyway, so I blacked out and everything went numb and it was weird. But
what did you do? Did you go to the emergency room or what did? No.
Been there, done that. No. So, but I don't think I got a concussion because I felt a little nauseous afterwards and I had a little bit of headache. But the next day I woke up and I totally expected to have a migraine, but I didn't. So, because it was like, oh my gosh, if I have another migraine or if another concussion. I'm done for.
Was there a bump on your head?
Mm-mm. No, but it like the back of my neck and, you know, and then all down my spine.
And all down your
my
spine.
Hips, my feet. And
so
my
it head. Sounds like that all took the brunt of it. And then the tightening in the neck, I'm surprised it didn't give you a headache, but that's good.
Let's And so I took Arnica right away and iced a few different spots. I never threw up, so that was good.
Yeah.
And then I broke my toe. And
what? During that or another thing?
Oh, no, a different time.
Oh, Donna.
I know. It's just, it's been rough. It's been rough. But, you know, all these things, like, you know, it just comes and then it goes and, you know, whatever. But so I think I kind of found my niche of, for, you know, the NEPT stuff that I want to do, because like, so, you know, I tried that liver cleanse with Isabel, which I think it was more too generalized for my particular things that are going on in my body. Mm-hmm. I don't think my body's ready for that.
It's hardcore. It is, yeah. Hardcore. Yeah.
But so I started doing, getting some colonics done, and a lot of bad junk has been coming out, which is awesome. Super. Yeah.
Better out than in, as we say.
I mean, it's horrible going through it, all the pain, but afterwards, I just feel so much better.
Oh, good.
And then, like, there were some supplements she wanted me to take, but then they were too big, I couldn't swallow them, and, you know, me and supplements. Yeah. So then, she also was talking about, and I don't know how you feel about this, but eating for your blood type. And it's really kind of amazing because it's like everything coincides all together. The genes and what the genes say, any kind of muscle testing and what it says that you should or shouldn't have. And then the same thing with this blood type and what you should or shouldn't have. And they all coincide together.
Coincided.
Cool. And so I just think it's really amazing. So what is your take on that? I wanted to get your
opinion. Yeah, my take on that is that it's part of a picture, of,
right,
of the
right.
full picture. Mm-hmm. And that a lot of people who just go eat right for your blood type and they just mm-hmm. use that without looking at how it right. actually affects. I think that looking at genes, looking at, and the thing about it is a lot of folks are when they say, oh, this eating for your blood type works so well. Well, the majority of people are told to get off of gluten and dairy and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we could just start there, right? And yeah, so it's one of the pieces of information, right? And if they didn't match up, then you start to look at why do they not match up and what really is going to work for me. Mm-hmm. It's nice when it all matches up with mm-hmm. what you should be eating or not eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard diet for a lot of folks to follow because mm-hmm. suddenly, like, oh, we have four people in our house and they all have slightly different blood type. Well, we're probably not going to have four people in the same household if they're genetically, but you have three, right? And in my family, we have adopted kids. So we have four separate blood types.
Yeah, that's what we found.
Feeding the family like that's a real big challenge. So you find the things that overlap, and then you move from there. So for me, a lot of my favorite foods were on the don't eat them list, but I've never had a problem with, like, tahini and garbanzo beans I don't eat anymore, but a few of them like that. So, you know, I think it's, like I said, it's just part of the customized personalized nutrition, creating a personalized nutrition program. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I've really kind of, you know, as I've learned more and more things as I've gone by, it's like, it's not just a matter of doing one thing. It's really a combination of everything specific to that one person.
Exactly.
And
exactly. And yeah, there's generalities. There's certain generalities, but
yeah.
But there's people like, you know, if you have an oxalate sensitivity and you're sitting around eating tons of kale all the time and spinach, those are good foods and nuts and seeds, mm-hmm. but it may not be working for that person. And I always look at, if good food hurts, it's likely to be because there's an imbalance that's creating that. right? Right. And it could be a genetic, right? But it's also a lot of times it's a gut imbalance, mm-hmm. a leaky gut, irritation, inflammation, and it all kind of ties in together. And so we have to, we can't just say, stay away from this food and stay away from that food. We have to fix the underlying so that assuming it's a good food, you're not having to eliminate cherries from your diet. You're fixing what's going on that causes you not to tolerate cherries.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, it reaffirms mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, my genes stay away from meat, you know, and I love meat, mm-hmm. but it's making it so that my body can't run at its full potential,
right?
You know, even though I really like it. So it's a matter of, oh, here's another thing that says, duh, you need to right. stay away from that.
So are you an A, type A in your blood type? Yeah.
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 Yeah, and then Xander's an O, and my husband's a B.
And the O's are the heavy-duty meat eaters.
Yeah, so he was really happy about that.
Put your kid on it, and, you know, being careful about what, but if you try to take your O-type kid and put them on a strict vegan diet, and yeah. they're going to, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like,
I was going to say, I have, like, 1 minute left before okay. the next call, but you're okay. it's a call you can come on and we can talk more about. It's the I in the office hours. So anyway.
I don't want to interrupt anybody there.
So. Yeah. Well,
okay. well anyway.
Then, bring their own personal stuff there. You're just not allowed to bring your cases to your to the personal health calls, but you are allowed to bring your personal health to the cases call. So no worries. Come on there and we can talk. I didn't get to talk to Nancy. I didn't get to talk to Judy other than seeing your smiley face there. Sorry about your mess up and your flood and all that kind of stuff. I know it's been horrific. We do have another call next week on Thursday for the whole group. So please, guys, bring it there. Pat, it's great to see your kitty cat's face anyway. And I would like to, and I never figured out who 714 is, but.
714 is Judy. I'm Judy. Staying in a hotel.
Oh, I see.
And the internet is crappy, and if I don't, the audio will be.
Oh, got it.
And we have a call, an individual.
We have a call on Thursday. Anyway. Yes. So I'll get to talk to you then. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I so appreciate you and all the support. And let's just keep holding. Let's just keep holding Diana in, you know, the light of healing. Right. Let's just keep doing that. Okay. Much love to all of you. We'll see you soon.
Bye.